we're a month into the Tom, Dave, Doug show. Starting to feel, familiar. I mean, everyone's starting to kind of figure out how it's all going to work because it came about suddenly.
Yeah, it did. And I think so far it's been really good. I think there's been really good communication with Tom and Doug and Tom and myself and all three of us. And I think we all have shared the same vision and the same goals. So I think it's going to be a really good thing for the Jacksonville Jaguars and for both Doug and I.
Everyone wanted to know, how does this impact Dave? How does this change your role? Does it at all?
You know, I don't think it's going to change my day-to-day operations and how we go about our business. I think for me, it's going to be a great resource for me to have a guy that's a future Hall of Famer who's been through every kind of situation and somebody to lean on that can offer some guidance, not only for me, but for Doug, too. And I think he's got a great vision for this organization, and I'm excited for working with him.
Doug. Mm-hmm. It seemed as if he was a favorite for the job, at least from those of us around the building.
Sure.
Because of what he brought to the table.
Right.
When you brought him in, what did you see in him, and why was it the right decision for the Jaguars?
Well, obviously the familiarity makes him the front runner with him, and then being able to work with him for 2 weeks and seeing how decisive he was and some of the subtle changes, knowing that he couldn't come in the last 2 weeks and just change everything, but he can make a few subtle tweaks that really helped us be really competitive and win some games down in the late part of the season. And then when you sat down and interview him and sat down with what he thinks may have went wrong, what he thinks we could do better at, he had a head start already. And a new coach would have come in for 6-7 months and try to figure out what went wrong. Doug already has the idea, and he's hit the ground running and ready to make this a really good competitive football team.
You worked with Bill Polian for a long time. He and Tom Coughlin are cut from the same cloth, it would seem. So do you know what you're getting in Tom and dealing with him?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, they're different guys. And, you know, Bill was a personnel man. Tom was a coach. But I think they're both highly football intelligent people that have great experience. Bill's a Hall of Famer. And like I said, Tom's going to be a future Hall of Famer. And so they know what it takes to win. And I think that their visions and their methods are very similar.
You have a very different personality than Tom's. Does that make it easy to get along with him, or does it make it challenging for you?
I think it makes it easy. I think I have a very different personality from my wife, too. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
As you guys know. So I think you need to have balance in an organization, and I think the three of us will provide good balance but good stability, too.
It sure seems like the pieces fit together well without having seen them actually move yet.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so with Tom and Doug, who seem remarkably similar in their approach, and then your approach, which is different, does it feel to you like this is going to be a natural?
I think so. I think my approach is more, you know, I have a more of a visionary approach in terms of, you know, long-term and short-term, too, where those guys are really, really fixated on the short-term, which is really good for me, too. So to have those three type of scenarios where we both have the same vision is really good.
You did say that you could learn a lot from a future Hall of Famer, but he can probably learn from you too. I mean, you've been a front office guy for a long time.
Well, you know, Tom's background is coaching, although he's obviously a lot of coaches dabble in personnel, but never in the full-time aspect. So I think there'll be some things that from a personnel standpoint that, you know, that we can work together on, and he can give me some insight and I can give him some insight on how we do things.
I tell people, from 2 to 53, I think you've really put the roster together, and one is the question mark being Blake Bortles.
Sure.
But you don't have the same questions that a lot of us do you?
I don't. And part of it is, you know, I also evaluate the other 31 quarterbacks in the league and quarterbacks league-wide. And I see, you know, where the deficiencies are with a lot of quarterbacks and where Blake's deficiencies lie. He's still young. He's still growing. I think the future is bright for him. I have a lot of confidence in him. I know he has the makeup in terms of intelligence, competitiveness, his hard work, his effort. So those things, you know, if he has those things, I think the rest of it will come.
You get a different conversation with him than most of us do because he's guarded around the media, obviously.
Sure.
He has to be. So what does he say to you? What do you see when you look in his eyes that gives you the confidence to know that he can overcome those challenges?
Well, I saw it in the last two games of the season. Here's a guy that, from a national standpoint, got beat up for most of the year. Some of it accurate, some of it not very accurate. And I think for the most part, you know, he just rebounded, and some of the throws that he made in his last couple of games, it's not a guy that lacks confidence, I can tell you that much.
Championship weekend last week, we saw Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, and Matt Ryan. So when you look at those four guys, can you see Blake being a championship caliber quarterback?
I do. I've said this time and again. I think we can win a lot of games with Blake. I think we can win a Super Bowl with Blake. And I think he needs to improve, and I think we need to improve around him, too, in order for that to happen.
Your cap situation has been managed beautifully,
yep.
And you have lots of room and decisions to make.
Sure.
Are you focused on what you're adding or what you're keeping this offseason?
It'll be a little bit of both. That's
different, isn't it?
It is. And, we got to make good decisions with free agents that come in, but we also have to make good decisions with the guys on our roster, too.
And I know you haven't made decisions yet, but people are just naturally saying, well, Jared Odrick's done, and Julius Thomas won't be back because of the way that their 2016 went. Have those decisions been made yet?
No, both those players have played at a high level, and they're both very good players and still very good players. And a lot will depend on our new coaching staff and getting input from them, obviously getting input from Tom, and seeing where we move with those guys, too.
How about the free agent market? With the room, even when you sign your own guys, you'll have the ability to go play in it like you have.
Sure.
Will you be as aggressive, more aggressive, maybe less aggressive?
I think we'll pick our spots. If there's a spot where we can help our team, where we can get better, where we have a weakness, we're going to be as aggressive as we can be to go get a player. But it's going to be hard because you just can't make up players. Obviously, a lot of teams have good cap situations, so the good players don't always hit the market. So we just got to make sure that we're buying the right players.
I think a lot of fans look at the Senior Bowl, which you've been to for more than 20 years, as kind of the starting point, but you guys started last year.
Yeah, we're over 12 months involved in this process for this draft. So it's usually about an 18 to 24-month process for drafts, and we actually start a year ahead of time. So
where's this draft deep? Where do you see positions that can improve the Jaguars?
Well, I think some of the positions, you look at the cornerback, it's a very good cornerback year. Wide receiver, there's depth at the wide receiver position. And along the defense side of the ball, defense alignment, I think you're going to see some good players out there, too. And obviously running back, it's one of the better running back years.
And that's a position where a lot of people don't think running back belongs in the first round, but there are some that probably do this year, maybe
sure.
Even in the top 10.
Yeah, well, same with last year. There was a back that went in the top five last year. He had a great year. So I think it's a situation of you kind of look at what's up there in the top five, top 10, and if the best players are running back, you may just have to take them.
I had one of the new coaches say to me, we'll flip this fast. They see the roster, the
yep.
cap space, the ownership, the facilities, the leadership,
yep.
and they say this is a quick flip. Now, maybe that's just being overly optimistic, but it sure seems as if this team is ready to be able to be a contender in the South in 17. Is that too optimistic?
I don't think that's too optimistic. I think looking back 4 years ago when we started this, it was a major, major build, and we had to dig the foundation and put up the structure. And now I think it's just kind of a retooling and kind of fixing some things, some tweaks here and there. It's not a major rebuild. And I think we're close. We lost 10 games by less than a touchdown. We win half those games next year and plus a little bit more. It may put us in lead in the division.
I can't let this go without asking about Jalen Ramsey, Yannick Ngakoue, mm-hmm. Miles Jack, the young defenders. We saw a lot, all rookie, in fact, from Ramsey and Ngakoue.
Yep.
What's the future hold for those guys and Jack?
Well, I think sky's the limit for those guys. I think, I've said this before, that players usually take their biggest jump from year one to year two. If that holds true for those three guys, I think you could see, some future potential Pro Bowlers along the Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
It was a rocky couple of weeks there in December, and things are now evened out. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. It's an honor and a blessing to have this job and to be part of the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. And we have a great owner in Shad Khan, and it's a great city, great community. So the longer I can be here, the happier I'll be.